This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and today, let's just jump right into the show. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
We ranked every NFL team's real estate market and found the best cash flow opportunities. Let's take a look. By Matt Meyer. It's that time of year where you're the one fan base who's super happy that your team won the big game. Or you're frustrated with your team's performance throughout the season, such as the Panthers, or still recovering from a playoff blowout. Talking to you, Cowboys fans. Or you could be an Eagles fan and question your existence after what's happened over the past 365 days. Much to my delight. At any rate, life goes on and only one team won the trophy. Here, Bigger Pockets looks at every NFL real estate market, ranking them on a variety of metrics, starting with cash flow potential and then ending with my personal take on which markets have the best long-term prospects. I'll start by noting a few exceptions. First, the Rams and the Chargers are both in LA. The Jets and the Giants both play in New Jersey. So I used NYC Metro data, which includes Newark and Jersey City. I too believe that the New York Giants should be the New Jersey Giants, guys. In addition, many teams beyond the Jets and Giants don't actually play in the city they're named for. The 49ers, for example, play in Santa Clara, which is more San Jose than San Francisco. The Cowboys play in Arlington, the Commanders play in Landover, and so on and so forth. To make things easier and consistent, though, I used Metro data from the city that the team represents in their name. So for the Niners, I'm using San Francisco, Oakland data, not San Jose. All right, so with that cleared up, let's take a look at the numbers, shall we? NFL markets with the best cash flow potential. So to measure cash flow potential, we calculate the rent-to-price ratio, or the RTP. This is done by dividing the rent price of a market by its median sales price. Ideally, RTPs closer to 1% indicate strong cash flow potential, while values below 0.65% start to get a little bit iffy. RTP has fallen in recent years due to rising prices in both the rental market and the sales market, on top of higher interest rates, of course. So what that really means is that cash flow is not nearly as easy to come by as it was a decade ago. However, that doesn't mean it's impossible to find. Every market has somewhere with cash flow potential. You just kind of need to look around for it and find it. So we take a look at the list of all NFL markets sorted by their RTP. First, Cleveland at 0.72% RTP. Let's kind of venture on down to the middle. You can see this whole list, by the way, at biggerpockets.com. Tampa, Florida is at 0.58%. Going down further, Houston, Texas sits at 0.52%. A couple other cities are at 0.52%, including Buffalo and Jacksonville. We go down even further to Phoenix, Arizona at 0.42%. And San Francisco is dead last, 0.27% RTP. Cleveland on top. A pretty solid RTP, 0.72%. Bottoming out is, of course, that San Fran. But once again, that's not to say that San Fran doesn't have cash flow potential in any part. You'll just kind of be stretched to find it. But you can try Oakland, though. There's some good chances there. Let's take a look at the NFL markets with the best prices. A good home price, of course, is truly subjective. But ideally, we're looking for a place with an affordable, quote-unquote, median sales price with strong long-term growth prospects. Number one, New York City. Jets and Giants, of course. A median sales price just above $566,000. The median rent price is just over $3,100. Unemployment rate, 4.5%. RTP, 0.5%. Los Angeles. The Rams and Chargers. Median sales price just a tick above $895,000. Rent price, just a little bit above $2,800. And the median household income, a little above $87,000. Unemployment rate, hovering around 5%. RTP, 0.32. The Chicago Bears, median sales price under $300,000. Median rent price, $1,900. Unemployment, 4.1%. RTP, 0.64%. Not bad there. Dallas Cowboys, $381,000 for a median sales price, $1,700 rent. And unemployment, under 4% at 3.3%. Very good. RTP, 0.46%. And number five, Houston Texans. The market of Houston's pretty good. Median sales price, $320,000. Median rent price, $1,600. And unemployment at 3.8%. RTP, 0.52%. Take a look at the whole list of all the teams. Dive a little bit deeper into all these markets at biggerpockets.com right inside this article. So you can see, or hear, all of the markets and their median sales price right inside that chart. Unsurprisingly, San Francisco tops the list with an extraordinarily high price tag of $1.1 million. The lowest is Cleveland, $185,000. That also explains why it has the highest RTP of all the markets. You might notice, too, and we take a look at the lowest one at number 30, the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay has the lowest rent price, just $1,000 a month, while the highest is in New York at $3,100. A takeaway from this data is that there's a strong correlation between home prices and rent prices up to $2,000 in rent and $400,000 in sales price. Then after that, the numbers are all over the place, with New York being markedly cheaper in home prices compared to that of San Francisco. But it also has higher rent prices. Isn't that something? So it further proves the point that real estate is hyper-local. But it also gives you kind of a sense of what to expect at certain price points. So I'm sure if we expanded this data set even further to include more markets, we'd see a similar trend line. Here are the markets that I think are poised to do well. Most of the markets on this list have plenty of investment opportunities and would be perfectly fine to invest in. The big standouts are Buffalo and Cleveland. Cleveland's, of course, that high RTP and affordability are major draws, especially since it's an established city in a region of the country that's starting to see a little bit of revitalization. A lot of people begin moving there from the more expensive parts of the country. And Ohio, as a state, is relatively low risk in regards to weather and insurance costs. Plus, since we're talking about football, I'd be lazy not to mention that Cleveland has a great sports scene with not just the Browns, but the Cavs and the Guardians. Woo! I love Cleveland. Buffalo, on the other hand, actually just topped the list for Zillow's hottest markets in 2024. Why? Well, it's got a great economy, affordable prices, very passionate Bills fan base, and lots of great investment opportunities. It's been growing for the last few years, both in terms of population and economics, and it looks like things will continue to move in that direction. Overall, where you invest comes down to your individual preferences and strategies. Long-term holds would do well in most markets, but short-term rentals can work in markets like Tampa just as well. All right, another Thursday episode done and dusted. Woo! If you're getting something out of this, please let us know. The best way to do that is to leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us improve the show, and 5-star ratings help us climb the charts and reach more people with this valuable information. Thanks for doing that. And I'll see you tomorrow, right here in the same place.